what do we call the trenches cut by a plow? If you have a good yield, you say we raised a big
big crop.
If we need to, if you get rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Yeah, clear it up.
If you cut them down to make a good road through the woods to a logging camp, you say we just did what to them?
Just made a road, cleared a road.
The second cutting of clover grass, what do you call the old dry, dead grass that's left over the ground, on the ground in the spring? What might you call it? You know what, the wheat is tied up into a what? The bundles or sheaves are piled up into a what? Start to dry and so forth. What do we call when we put up peanuts and so forth? Have you ever dried any peanuts? What do you call when you put them in a pile? What do you call that?
Stack them up or put them up a shelf or something like that.
If I should say, if you were raising wheat and I say, how many, you raise 40 of what? Of wheat?
40 bushels.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh.
If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and have to do it. You and who?
You and me.
But if you were not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say the job is for?
For both of us.
If some friend of yours are, and you are coming over to see me, you say, Frank and Frank are coming over.
So him,
if you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice and so you say, it's
me.
If we are sitting here expecting some man who knocks the door, you say, oh, it's
only him.
If it is a woman, you say
her.
If it is two people, you say it's
them.
Comparing how tall you are, you say, he is not as tall as
me.
Comparing how tall you are again, you say, I'm not as
tall as you are.
Comparing how tall, how well you can do something, you say, he can do it better than
me.
If a man has been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say, 2 miles is, he could go.
2 miles all you can run.
If something belongs to me, you say it's blank.
Yeah.
If it belongs to both of us, you say it's
ours.
And if it belongs to them?
Belongs to them.
What about to him? What would you say if it belongs to him?
His.
If it belongs to her?
Her.
People have been to visit you and they are about to leave, you say to them, Frank, come back again.
Yeah,
come back. Now, if somebody's been to a party and started leaving, you were asking about the wraps or the coats, you would say, where are